I just wanted to finish this one footnote. That's what we'll do today, and then next week we're going to go back to Eretz Chafetz. Vayikra. Yeah, no, it's good. Thank you. So the note is 566. This is from Rav Avinir's parish on Yisrael Triyasai. We finished the Torah, we learned the Torah until the end inside. Right, I left the paper over there. Yeah. So the learning today, Rav Kukshir, should be a schus for a four shleimer, four nefesh, four aguf, to your chevet chan de basbina. Rav Kukshir, shleimer, sar shachal Yisrael.
Amen.
Okay, 566. Now, all that we learned in this remarkable Torah in Yisrael Chiyosai about the difference between the Chaim Halu'umim, what does it mean, the Chaim Halu'umim of a Jew? What does it mean, our life in Eretz Yisrael? What does that mean as opposed to the life of a Frenchman in France or an American in America or an Italian in Italy? What's the difference, Lahavdil, between one and the other? The whole sugi of Binyan Ha'uma. So we were learning now for weeks this Torah, but how the difference is between Eretz as opposed to Eretz for Shemayim, Shemayim for Eretz, Olam Hazen, Olam Haba, Torah Shavusav and Torah Shabal Peh. And we can't leave this Torah from Rav Kook without understanding the connection between Yishuv Ha'aretz, His Yashvus Ha'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, what Eretz Yisrael means to us, and Torah Shabal Peh. Now, a lot of this we were learning, you cited to this, we were learning in the Shiurim and Sefer Yeshua last year already. We were doing Rav Tzaddik earlier this year and last year, the Torahs that we were learning on Sefer Yeshua from Rav Tzaddik. So, footnote 566, if you don't have it, then try as much as you can to listen. It's not so pashut when you're not seeing the ISIS, but try. Well, next week in Mitzvah, we'll return to the Eretz Chafetz. Torah Shabal Peh Nitna Lelemaishu Eina Bahar Sinai. Now Rav Kook was saying that the greatness of Torah Shabal Peh is that it takes life in Eretz Yisrael and our connection to Eretz Yisrael from being something just of Olam Hazeh, and it binds Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, Olam Haba to Olam Hazeh, Mina Olam Vada Olam. And this is unlike the Tzdukim. Recall, just reminding you, that the Tzdukim didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. They didn't believe in Torah Shabbat, they only believed in Torah Shabbat. They didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. And therefore, they, although they were filled also with the Hislavas, they also were filled with the love of the land and the love of the people. But it was doomed to die. It couldn't last. It was impossible to last. Because without that connection between Torah Shabbat Chassav and Torah Shabbat Peh, between Shemayim and Aretz, unless there's that connection between the Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, it can't work. Yiddishkeit can't work without Torah Shabbat Peh. So let's just learn a little bit to understand this more. Torah Shabbat Peh nitna lelemaishu v'nei bahar Sinai biladeh lo nuchal lahavin devarim rabim hamafiyim b'Torah Shabbat Chassav. This is a good chazar. Everybody knows that without Torah Shabbat Peh, we simply can't understand. We don't understand Torah Shabbat Chassav. For instance, the mitzvahs of Hanachas Tefillin, we don't know how to put on Tefillin. L'moshe Nemeres B'Torah B'Loshen Stuma L'Chalutin. It says in the Torah, K'shat Mo'ay Seydech, V'Hoy L'Totofos B'Ninach. We don't know what that means to have an ice on your hand. And we don't know what it means to have Totofos B'Ninach between the eyes. We don't know what that means. L'Loy Torah Shabbat Peh, K'lal L'Hidim Avinim B'Mem Medubar. For instance, we wouldn't know what it means to eat kosher. We have no idea. When the Torah says "v'zavach to mibkarcha v'achalt," it says to shecht the meat. We don't know what it means to shecht. What does it mean to shoot, to insult to death? What does that mean? What does it mean? Shchita. What's v'zavachta? What's v'zavachta? There's a whole masechta chulin. We don't know anything. The whole masechta chulin is from the words v'zavachta. Mamish from one pasuk with the shecht and what it means and that what's that? What's that, what are the eilu treifas? What are the tarifas? What's the simonim of? We don't know any of these things. Zviches balei chayim shel mokam amikdash bedvarim ki yirchak mimcha mokam shivcha Hashem lakel losim shmoi shom mezavachti mi bekarch mitzoncha Hashem nosnocha Hashem lakel lachol kashet tzivisicha. So it says kashet tzivisicha as I commanded you. V'chalta b'sharecha v'chal avas nafshecha. So the question is, what it says, "V'kashet sivisich," as I commanded you. Where did Hashem tell us? If you look through the entire Chumash, it doesn't tell us anything about how to shecht. It doesn't tell us anything about kashrus. So what does it mean, "Kashet sivisich"? So that's Torah Shabbat Peh. As I told Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and then he told Yeshua and the Zakenim and so on. V'chalta b'sharecha, yeah. V'kosav al kach ha'mabit b'sefer beis elokim. Shar ha-yisaitis perek chamisha u-shleisha. V'hi b'tar shabal peish n'istavinu m'ito yisbarach aleo. That when it says kashet sivisicha, everybody's wondering, where did Hashem tell us any of this? It doesn't say a word about it in Chumash. So the Ma'abit explains. V'hi b'tar shabal peish n'istavinu m'ito yisbarach aleo. Ki lo nimtzer b'tar shabachsav tzivui al din ha-zvicha. We don't have any halachas about how to shecht in the Torah. Or when it comes, for instance, a get. Doesn't the homosach the get? It says in the pasuk, v'nosen l'sei v'krisis v'kosu v'yada. It says v'kosu v'nosen. So it tells us to write a sefer krisis, v'kosu l'sei v'krisis v'nosen v'yada, and to give it to your wife. And then you're divorced. What's the sefer krisis? It means a book of separation. So what does that mean, a book of separation? V'kosu v'la. What does it mean? Sefer Krisus. What's a Sefer Krisus? And the whole Torah Shabbat Chassav, we don't understand what it's talking about. Kilanimtza b'Torah Shabbat Chassav tzibur adina. Yeah. B'zeh oisek chelka ha-sheni shal ha-mayim ha-shlishi b'sefer kuzuri Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Rabbi Yehuda Levi talks about this at length in Kuzuri. Lumas Torah Shabbat Chassav shehi elokis bilvad. So we have Torah Shabbat Chassav, which is elokis, which is directly from Hashem. Hare Torah Shabbat Peh, he elokis, Torah Shabbat Peh is elokis, but v'yachad mizoh is gam enoshis. It's elokis, but it's also enoshis. It's godly, and it's with that hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also the product of our learning and our understanding of Torah Shabbat Chassav. Hava Omer, ha-toichen shelo eloki. The contents are all Hashem's will. But the tzura of it is human. When we learn Mishnayos, we learn the Gemara, we learn the Midrash, it's our wording, it's our understanding. The Torah Shabbat Chassav is from Shemayim, and the Torah Shabbat Peh mamshichas haTorah Shabbat Chassav l'Torah HaMetzias HaArtis. And the Torah Shabbat Peh takes the Torah Shabbat Chassav, which is Shemayim Dik, and draws it into this world, which is HaMetzias HaArtis, physical reality. This is exactly what we're learning from the Baal Shem Tov in the Torah we're learning this morning. B'chol inyanen, everything. B'chol zayis ayidei achachamim v'talmideim. And all of this takes place through the chachamim and their students, b'atem l'matzavim hashayinim, all the changes that are taking place in life and throughout history, l'bayos hashonos shel b'nei adam. Lemaisa, gibusha shel haTorah shebaal peh, hachel mi anshei knesset hagadol. The order, the organization, the order, and the completion of Torah shebaal peh really began. Not the completion, but put into seder began with the anshei knesset hagadol. There's just some chazar of things everybody knows. Lachen onum bevarchem la'achar kriyas haTorah va'omrim, ayshanos on the Torah samis, bechaye olam nata b'socheinu. So when we read from the Torah, we say the bracha of Hashem Nosan on the Torah Samus. V'chaye olam, Hashem gave us the Torah of truth, but eternal life He planted within us. He gave us the ability to understand. V'kosav al-kach b'shulchan aruch, the Shulchan Aruch writes, bracha achrona Hashem Nosan on the Torah Samus. The words when we say Hashem Nosan on the Torah Samus, Hashem gave us the Torah of truth. Zu Torah shebichsav, Torah Samus. But for Chaye Olam, eternal life, he planted within us, who Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. Omnam Vaday Shagam Torah Shebechsav, he Chaye Olam, Vagam Torah Shebaal Peh, he Emes. Listen, Torah Shebechsav is also eternal life. And Torah Shebaal Peh is also, of course, absolute truth. Shari Meduva B'Tara Achas, because Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh is one Torah. El Torah Shebechsav, he Ha Emes Hamuchletes, next page. Torah Shebechsav is the absolute Emes Hamuchletes. El Torah Shebaal Peh, he Torah Shebechsav, is the Torah Shebaal Peh is the Torah Shebechsav, which is what? Which is Netua, HaNetua B'Soich Nishma Sa'uma, Hashem Nota B'Sochenu. Hashem planted the Torah Shebechsav within the minds and the hearts of the Jewish people. It's planted within us. And from within us, it grows. In accordance to all of the questions and all of the issues that come up over the years, all of the complications and all of the obstacles of this world that we're faced with, the Torah Shebaal Peh is Chaye Olam Not HaBesochein. And Ayin Oda Perak Aleph Misefa Oris HaTorah. Now, L'chayra Torah Shebaal Peh Hiktana U'metzumtzemes. One would say offhand that the Torah Shebaal Peh is something which is very mitzumtzum. It's very constricted and very small. Because when you want to be inspired, when you want to come into contact with with something that is the bigger picture and that's great and that's awe-inspiring, so then you wouldn't look in Chul and in Git. You would look in the Nevi'im. You look in Navi, and in Chumash and in Navi. There you'll see all the Torahs of Yeshaya and Navi and Yirmiyah and Navi and Yecheskel, and you'll see Shir Shirim and Ksuvim. You'll see Shir Shirim and Mishle Shir Shirim. That's the bigger sense of what it means to be a Jew, to be an Oved Hashem, to have a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That openness, that harchava, you see in Torah Shebechsav, especially in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and in Torah Shebaal Peh. When you learn Torah Shebaal Peh, everything is, I'm not talking about the Agadah, I'm talking about the Halacha part, everything is very mitzumtzam. It's talking about all kinds of very, 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 very prati inyanim in Halacha, all kinds of details and questions and answers and so on. This is one of the great difficulties that Bali Tshuva have when they first start to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. And it seems to them that, like, it's just so small. Not the amount of material. The amount of material is obviously huge. But the subjects, the content, seem to be so small. Like, to be worried about such tiny little things. And when you learn Torah Shebechsav, then you're talking about big things. And you learn Torah Shebaal Peh, you're talking about little things. It's a very, very hard adjustment for a person to make. You ever like? Did you ever have to like lease a car? If you ever did that, I mean, people used to buy cars, and a lot of people are leasing cars. So I have this person that whenever it comes up to time for leasing, that's the 3 years are up. So they comes, so they bring me like 1,000 papers, and I just sit there and I don't know what it could be. I don't know. It could be I'm selling my house, my children. I have no idea what I'm doing over there. They just it's a front person. He says, "Okay, just sign over here, all this stuff." And you know, so for 1 second, I lean over and I start to look, and I don't know, like it's all kinds of things that are so. I understand that at the end, I just want to have a car. I need to go visit my parents or something. So I it's hard to walk to Farakwa, you know. So I just want a car. So they say, but you got to sign like 50 pages of all these things. Just put it here, just sign here. And then sign here. And then you have to sign a check also, right? Sign. I was wondering, I asked the guy once, is there anybody that actually sits? So he says, there's this one guy in Queens that he asks for the papers like for a few days in advance. And he goes through them. So I said, like, I don't want to meet this guy. I don't want to meet this guy. And he must be like, I don't know what kind of guy that is. So, all right, probably if you're dealing with people you don't trust, you have to start reading. I don't know. But the feeling that you get when you start to read all these legal papers, and that's, I don't know, like, I know lawyers, depends what kind of lawyer you're involved in, but lawyers, a lot of times, they have to be Isaac and Nisan Yonim, where every single word with all kinds of dikdukim and dikduke, dikdukim, and you feel like you're in such a place of tzimtzum, such a place of smallness. I just want the car. I don't know what you're talking about. All these things that in the event of, and in the event of, and this happens in the event. I don't know what event. Just give me the car and get out of here. So you have all these dikdukim. So a person that never learned Gemara before, that never learned Shulchan Aruch, never learned Poskim. So I remember there was this guy, there was this years ago, that was a Baal Tshuva. So somebody told him he should begin to learn Shulchan Aruch from the beginning. So the beginning was very exciting. When you open up Shulchan Aruch, the first is very, very exciting. Right? Because then you're talking about Yisgaba Kari and Shavis Hashem like the Assamed. Hashem should always be before me. He says, Baal Tshuva is mamish flying. And he was doing pretty good through the, you know, Negel Vasa. All right, it was getting... But then when you get to Hanhagas Beis Akise, right, the halachas of the bathroom. First of all, their bathrooms are not with running water, you understand. It's not our bathrooms. And he had a chavrusa in the yeshiva. And he's learning Hanhagas Beis Akise. And he said, this, you know, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but this is like crazy stuff. You know, what's the difference with my right hand and my left hand? And I don't know what's going on over here. Like, there are a million laws about how to go to the bathroom. Shouldn't I just like go and get that over with? Like a million laws about the bathroom. Hanhagas Beis Akise. And so we grew up with halacha, and we just learn, you know, you learn Hanhagas Beis Akise, you know. Some of the stuff's shaykh, some of it's not shaykh anymore. But it's all the halachas of Torah, and you learn the Shulchan Aruch. But this guy was like fresh, you know, out of the, like, they came from the minor leagues, and he never saw Shulchan Aruch. And he says, "Wow, seriously, I'm living with this guy for 2 weeks already. The bathroom, I just want to get out from the bathroom already. I don't want to be in the bathroom for 2 weeks." And you know, there's a Taz, and there's a Mishnah Berurah, and the Magen Avraham, and then there's a machlokes between Rabbi Moshe and Rabbi Avad Yosef about how this happens in the bathroom and that happens in the bathroom. You have disagreements, the rabbis are arguing about what happens in the bathroom, what you do in the bathroom. That's what the rabbis have to talk about. You know, it's just a strange thing to someone who comes to this from outside. But it's the life of But it seems, when you look at it, it seems like it's so many tzimtzum. It's so mitzumtzum. It's just... The person, this Baal Tshuva, feels, okay, then we just sign all the papers and give me Hashem. I just want the Shavisi. I don't want all this stuff. I don't want all these other papers. What are you making? Okay, I'll sign them, but I don't want to read all the fine print. And all of these funds, the fine print. And a person doesn't understand what's with all of this fine print. So it seems like that. So the ox gores the cow. So I never saw an ox in my life. And a cow I only saw in the milk container. I don't know what a shaykh is to these in Yonim. What do I care? So then keep the cow away from the ox, like, you know. And they walk into the yeshiva and he says, what are the guys learning? He sees the guys are excited and they're yelling at each other and they're fighting and they're going to the classroom to have a shiur and they're standing there and everybody's all into it. And the Baal Tshuva stands and he says, what is this all about? He says, there's an ox and there's a cow. So nice man. It's crazy. A person from the outside. I'm just trying to, you know, it must be crazy what that looks like. and how to put the tzitzis together and the psilim and all these halachas. A person learns, and you learn hilchas tzitzis, you learn the halachas of tzitzis and the psulim of a tzitzis, how the tzitzis can become possible with the string breaks here, the string is this long, it's that long, and it breaks here. Again, to a person, it's also mitzumtzum. You're spending your whole life talking about a string. And if the string is broken here or the string breaks there. And then if you learn the halachas of Sefer Torah and Tefillin, right, the oisius, the oisius, the letters, and if it's like this, if it's a tiny bit like that. So for a person that's from the outside, it's Tanim katnunim, how much tiny things. And yet, this is called Chaye Olam Natabis Achenu. Chaye Olam. Hashem planted eternal life within the hearts and the minds of the Jewish people. And he says, Ulam Be'emes Tovus Yizu. This way of looking at it, of course, is a mistake. It's an understandable mistake, but it's a mistake. Neshe Dovah Godel Huzeh, Sheochel Esgalas Davke Bekaiten. Because something which is truly great, something which is really great, it's misgala, davke, in every tiny little thing. Something that's truly great, be'emes is great. It's not only in a moment of greatness, it's not only in something that's big, it's misgala, davke b'kaiten. If you wanted to understand the greatness of Rav Moshe Feinstein, an Adam Gadol's greatness is mezgala davke in tiny little things. There you see his greatness. The way he talks to a child, the way he deals with a sensitive issue in halacha, or in the tiniest little, smallest little things. That's where something which is great, its greatness is mezgala davke b'kaita. That's what Rav Kook once said. We say in davening, Ma Godlu Masecha Hashem. Ma Godlu Hashem's, Ma Rabu, Ma Godlu, how big and how amazing. Rav Kook once started to scream at Ma Kotnu Masecha Hashem, how tiny are your works. As when you look into something, if you could be very, very impressed when you look at the Grand Canyon. But if you take one granule of sand from the Grand Canyon and you look at it under a microscope, so you say, wow, Hashem's godless is mezgala davke in something which is tiny. That's what Hashem's godless is. That's what it. Dovah godl huzeh sheyochel esgalas davke b'kaiten. Something which is great. It's not. You get married, so the chasen is a gewaldige chasen. The gewaldige chasen, when he's dating you and he's at the chasen and he's a gentleman, he's terrific, he's wonderful, that's not the greatness of the chasen. The greatness of the chasen is, like, you know, a couple of years later when the wife is not looking particularly great and the parnasa is very, very hard and the kids are making trouble, then you see what kind of a chasen you got, not by the chasen. And same thing with the kala. You don't see the kala. By the chasen, you don't see the kala. So, you see in the katnus of life, in the routine of life, and in the tiny little things of life, there you see whether you married a chashev a person. Because a great person's greatness is revealed davka in the tiniest things. Anybody could be great when it comes to big things. When it comes to tiny things, how great are you when it comes to the tiny things in life? That's where greatness is be'emes revealed. Kfisha kaysev harav b'sefer ha'iris. Rav Kook writes about this, ki yesh shnei sugei anashim. There are two types of people. Yeshnam, he says, Hamishurim Vahamilitzim. There are the poets. Militzim also, people who write prose and poetry and so on. Haroim is Klolus Hamitzius. So they see the Grand Canyon. They see the Grand Canyon. They're impressed with Nevuah. For them, prophecy like Nevuah, the bigger picture, which of course is impressive, and one has to look at. So these are the Meshurim, Amelitzim, Haroim, Esklolos, Ametzius. Umutol Kach, Metarim Yofa, Es Hadras, Achaim, Echlal. Therefore, they used poetry to describe in a beautiful way the splendor of that bigger picture of life. Of life. As Kol Pinoseim, Ayofos, Biyichud, Akolula, Zerim Rav, Vital Chai, Meruba, Hem Yodim Gamla, Hatzig. If and the poets are also able to describe and to in words or to paint also the bigger, uglier things in the world, the bigger general things that are beautiful, and there are big things that are not beautiful. They're able to describe. But to be able to penetrate deep into all of the particular inyanim, the causes. What makes something beautiful? What makes something ugly? And to go and to understand. Eich machshirim esachayim, Rav Kook says. Eich machshirim esachayim, how to improve life, how to uplift life. They could describe it. They could describe that beautiful picture. But lemaisa, eich machshir mesachayim umamida maisam ala basis hatov, and to establish life on a basis that basis hatov, bech misham maisam kol kakala, and how do you keep life beautiful and protect it from getting ugly? How do you prevent it from getting ugly? They could write about beauty and they could write about ugliness. But how do you prevent something that's beautiful from becoming ugly? And how do you take something that's ugly and make it beautiful? That the poets are not, that's not their union. That's not the union of poetry or of art. That's not their union. Same thing, the Lahavdal Alfalfa, those, the Nevi'im are describing right and wrong, good and bad, in very broad, sweeping terms, what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. But you could read Yeshaya Navi, and Yeshaya Navi is screaming and crying and yelling and begging and everything, and Yirmiyahu Navi. But at the end, you're at a loss of, so then, okay, Rabbi Yeshaya, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, I understand. I'm very tzibrochen. You have just made it clear to me that my life is a total mess, and that I'm part of that ugliness of the world. But then, you know, that, okay, so then, what do I do? How do I make something ugly beautiful? That you don't see it. That's the Nevi'im are not talking about that. That's not the subject really of Nevu. It's to describe, but not to affect and to change, not to penetrate into the depths, and to bring about those changes and to equip others with how to deal with this reality that I'm in. I'm right now in an ugly situation. How do I change that? Right now, I'm in a beautiful situation. How do I preserve that? How do I prevent it from descending into ugliness? It's not the subject of poetry, of the Nevi'im. It's not. There's just to give that picture of something that's beautiful and say, become that. Or something that's ugly and say, don't become that. Watch out for that. That's bad. That's what they do. This is beautiful. This is ugly. Poets, artists, musicians, it's a picture of beauty and a picture of ugliness, but without being choder, without descending into the prote protim of how to make this beautiful or preserve its beauty and how to get away from this ugliness or to remove this ugliness. That's, they don't do that. There shouldn't be any slightest, tiniest little bit thing. So you don't get that from Shiva Yisrael, something like this, Ahmed. So Shulchan Aruch begins and says, get up like a lion and remember that Hashem is always before you. So the Baal Teshuva is all excited about that. Ah, that's why I became religious, because I want to be able to live such a life of having God always in front of me. I want to be such a person. So then we tell the Baal Teshuva, then keep on learning. And you get to the halachas, the Beis HaKisa. Then you get to the halachas, the Beis HaKisa. Because the halachas tell you how to preserve that beauty. How do you live a life of Shivi Sesham Nagdi Sama? It means even in that place, even in the Beis HaKisa, to be conscious of that. That the way that a Jew does those things, even though it seems like it's, what do I care about such things? No, that's you're not leasing a car. It's not about leasing a car. It's about Dveikus Basham. And Shivis HaShem Neg Nisamed, the perush of Shivis HaShem Neg, the rest of Shulchan Aruch is a perush of Shivis HaShem Neg Nisam. It begins like in a very broad, in a broad way to say, this is the beauty that we're shooting for. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch begins with Yosef Kara, the Beis Yosef begins with the Ramah, begin with what? This is what we're aiming for. This is the project. This is the objective. The objective is Dveikus Basham. And now how do you do that? Keep on learning. That's how you do it. You keep on learning. And then, because it gives you the bigger picture, Shivi Sashon Nagdi Samid, to be every second living with God. But what does that mean? So that's like you made it this beautiful painting. Like you hang up on the house, a Shivisi or something, or in shul it says Shivisi, whatever it says, and there's some beautiful painting, but I don't know what it means. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So whatever it says on top here, it doesn't say anything. What does it say? Right, so it says Ki Mitzion Teisei Torah. So fine. But you have to open up to see what's going on inside this. So what if a person stands on the outside and he spends his whole life admiring the, or he goes to another place where it says, or downstairs, where he goes to another place that should be something like this, and he stands outside his whole life looking at the Aron Kodesh and admiring it, or taking pictures and posing in front of the Aron Kodesh. So there's nothing. So the Shulchan Aruch begins with Shivisi, and the Shulchan Aruch says, but now you have to go into to see how the Ur of Shivisi is penetrating into Chayi Erlam, not Abzachainu, to the very depths, That's Torah Shabbat. That's not Torah Shabbat. That's not art, that's not music, that's not even Nevuah. That's Torah Shabbat. Even into the tiniest little things. How do you preserve the beauty of everything, of the tiniest little thing, that it should be the right way? It should be according to that picture of Shevisi. So if you don't learn Shemir Saloshin, so you could think that you're in a place of Shevisi, but you're saying all kinds of things that are Loshin Hara Nechilis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running away from your life. And you think that you're on the program of Shivisi, but you're not. Because you're makalkal, all of these little things. That if you're not careful with the tiny little things, it's going to become diseased and sick, and it's going to cause terrible devastation and destruction with the small things. Rav Kook says, this inyan of the details is not connected to koch hamadama, imagination. It's not a matter of imagination. Imagination is for poets and for prophets. The inyan of imagination, koch hamadama. This is not about imagination. It's not about koch hamadama, acham v'ha'oz, that passionate and powerful imagination. Here we're talking about precision. We're talking about a precise way of thinking and descending into all the details of life. Khan, he says, Tochel avoides haroifim, achaskonim, hamoidedim, hashoifdim, mekol achachom amaisim. So of course he's saying there are two types of people. There are the more poetic dreamers, and so on, and then you have the doctors and the plumbers and so on, and the judges and all the chacham ha'maisim, and the people that are sick in the practical things. In the practical things, that when you look at them, you'd say, "No, these are people who are very mitzumtzum, and these are people that are very broad, and these are people that are very narrow." And it often does happen that way, that dafke, like that guy in Queens, that's reading over the lease thing for 5 days or something before he signs. So that could make a person to somebody that is very small, obviously. Hashem wants us to have both of these worlds. That's why that's why there are two. There's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. There's Shemayim and there's Aretz. A person that's only Torah Shebichsav is very Shemayim Dick. He's very, very, he's Nevuah, he's very, he's a big Baal Regesh, he's very Shivisa, he's a Shivisa Hashem like this. And the person that is just Torah Shebaal Peh can get very stuck in the trees and forget about the forest. Hashem wants it should be both, the trees and the forest. It should be Torah Shebichsav, which is Shemayim, and Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Aretz. Shekol Eilo Oiskim Eprote Eprotim Shalom Etzias. Harofi L'Marshal, for instance, the doctor, Eni Yochel Osis L'Chol Ashiur Ma'aleif, Odas Torah HaBiologi B'Chlalusay. Imagine the doctor has a patient. The guy is like 1 foot out of the world. He's just not going to die. And he comes to the and they bring him to the doctor, to the emergency room. And the doctor says, let me talk to you a little bit about to understand this inyan. And he starts to give this guy a shiur in biology. In the meantime, they cover the guy's face with a sheet and they take him to the Chevra Kedisha, takes him and they say Kaddish, he's finished. It's not time to give a shiur. It's not time to give a shiur. To explain to him how the body works. A few months ago, I took my father, there's an Indian that he had, and I took to the doctor. And the doctor started, he was talking a lot, the doctor, a lot. And he was saying all kinds of fancy things and explaining like what's going on, you know, all these things. And my father just, he looked at me and said, can you just tell him what I should do? You know, like, well, just tell him, I don't know what to do, all these things. My father, he doesn't just talk to the guy. He says to me, he says, tell him. Tell him I just want to know what to do. I don't want to hear the whole shit. So I said, we were like whispering. I said, no, but he's that. He's just, you know, he wants to. My father says, I don't want to hear. I'm gonna walk out. That's what my father says. So I said, the doctor says, so what is your, is there something wrong? So I said, my father just, you know, I'd like to know what's the proper approach to. I tried to make it better, but he saw that my father was just like getting annoyed. You know. Can you just tell me what to do? What? Yeah, what's the bottom line? What's the lamais over here? If I want to hear a drasha, I go to shul. I don't have to go to the doctor to hear a drasha. In other words, I don't care how it works. I had it also. I was the doctor. And the guy takes out a book. He showed me that he wrote the textbook with some other guy. I went to had an Indian. He takes out the textbook. He happens to have it right there. He takes out the textbook. And he starts to show me all these diagrams. So I also, I'm making like, No, tell me, do I need to do a surgery? I don't know. You show me, like, and this is this, the capula, this, and the kaput, so this, and the I don't care, honestly. I mean, if I would be studying it, it's interesting stuff. I just thought I'd come to sit with you and get a biology class. Just tell me the other name, you know, what's going on. So, Rav Kook says we need these two kinds of Jews. We need Nevi'im and we need Chachamim. And in each person, each person himself really needs to be a poet and a poet and a plumber, you know. Teresh ba bechsavan teresh ba peh oilam haben oilam hazeh. And we see that when it comes, we'll talk. I mean, there's obviously how it's all connected to Yishuv Aretz. Eretz Yisrael and our connection to the land cannot be with one, cannot be only with one and not with the other. It cannot be. It can't be one without the other. It cannot be built by Nevi'im and by poets, and it cannot be built by plumbers, just by plumbers and electricians. It can't, it doesn't work. It has never worked. Eretz Yisrael is Asher Noslan LaTorah Emes, which is Nevuah, Torah Shebichsav, which is Shivisi, which is the big picture, the Kloli is the good picture, which is Ruchni, it's Navaydus Hashem, and so on, and Chai Olam, not Abasocheinu, means plant and build. You can't be one without the other. Ella Olof, the doctor, Loredis Latoich Prote Protum Shibugufo. The doctor has to go into the Prote Protum of this person's body and to take care of it. We'll eat him aflechos bismil, and he has to take a knife sometimes. Hamanatchim hadak velachdor latoich krovav shall amenas the rap, and he has to make an operation to go. And to instead of talking about it and seeing the bigger picture and so on, to go into the prote protum of this person's body and to take care of it. But doim lakach, similarly, gam b'teira, masinu es hanavua ha'isekes b'chlolim. We see that nevuah is busy with the picture, the big picture. It's the painting. It's the art. It's the poem. It's the song. That's nevuah. Umotoch kach. And mitoch kach, in the words of Rav Kook, he says, Ra says zer mal kalkol agadola shel avodah zara b'Yisrael umachta negdoi b'chol ois es hadras no Hashem echad elokov v'titarei b'chol yoifi v'zayir es hashchosa shel kol ha'pros ha'musaris. When you look at the Navi, You see, the Navi describes in very, very powerful and beautiful and strong ways the horrible evil of Avodah Zarah in the world. And the Nevi'im talk about all the terrible things that are going on in terms of unethical and immoral behavior. The Navi talks about all this. The Nevi'im talk about all this stuff. Ritzutz dalim and oishik of yonim, how poor people are being crushed and impoverished people are being taken advantage of. Retzach, murder, and niyuf and adultery. Chamas v'shoid. All of these things the Nevi'im talk about. Vatimali ruach elokim l'hashia. And the Nevi'im came with the spirit of Hashem to save all of these, to save the world from all of this misery. That's what the Nevi'im talk about. But again, in very, very broad ways. Ech behemshach hazman aydei kiyumam. So what do the Chacham talk about? They take these great and broad and big things of Torah Shebichsav and of the Nevi'im, and then they descend into all of the details. And ech behemshach hazman aydei kiyumam v'talmudim, that by over time, by observing these things, the laws of the bathroom, and by learning these things, hergelim v'chibasam, and by becoming accustomed to these things, and loving this way of life, appreciating all of the details, then the inner beauty comes out, and then you have that beautiful picture of the painting. But if you don't take care of all the details, you're not going to get that painting. If you just want the Shivisi, that's the way Torah works. If you just want Torah Shebichsav, if you just want the poetry, the art, the music, if you just want the Chassidus and the Kabbalah, if you just want that, it's not going to come out to the painting. It's not going to be that painting. It's going to be distorted. It's going to get ruined. And it's going to lead into all kinds of hashchasa. It never, ever works. If you want to get to that painting that you see in the Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, you have to learn Mishnayos, you have to learn Gemara, you have to learn Shulchan Aruch. You have to keep every single tiny detail of halacha. Every single thing you have to keep. You have to live every moment of your life in that reality of elokus, of godliness. See every single detail. Every single detail. And then the inner beauty comes out. Then you begin to see the picture. Then you begin to see that painting, how magnificent it is. Then you begin to realize, wow, Shivisa something like this. Wow. What does that mean to live with Hashem? What does it mean to live with Hashem? But if you didn't get to the Tanhagas Beis Akisa, you didn't go ahead with Shulchan Aruch and learn, and you didn't observe Chlila, the Halachas, doesn't come out to be that picture. It comes out totally different. Something that's totally different. And that powerful current of living a holy life according to all the laws of Torah Shabbat Peh, that pushes away Avodah Zarah. That's how you preserve the beauty of the painting, and that's how you stay away from the ugly painting, the bad painting. Anybody that tries to do it without that, it never works. It has never worked. Without all of the halachas and without every single prat of Torah Shabbat Peh, you're not going to have the painting. You're not going to have the song. You're not going to have the poem. It never works. But by living with every single detail and learning all the details, that will drive out the darkness of Avodah Zarah. May bli tuchel oid kum, in such a way that Avodah Zarah will not be able to come again, be finished. Which is exactly what happened. Torah Shabbat Peh drove away the entire world of Avodah Zarah. That's exactly when that happened. By the end of the first Beis Hamikdash, the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, then the end of Avodah Zarah, and the beginning of the power and the energy of Torah Shabbat Peh became strongest. Ezelu Mazeh. In the end, the Nevi'im, with all of their greatness, they were unsuccessful in removing Avodah Zarah. The Nevi'im were unsuccessful. They were unsuccessful. The same way that if everything would just be learning Musar and Chassidus and Kabbalah, it would be unsuccessful at removing Avodah Zarah. It would not work. all the Shemaim in the world, all the Torah Shebachsav in the world, all the prophecy and poetry of the world will not drive away the Avodah Zarah in such a way that it cannot come back. It never did. It can't work. Only that together with Torah Shebapeh, Chaya Olam Not Abasachein, with Gemara, with Shulchan Aruch, otherwise it doesn't work. Marshalo Osa HaNavua, that's where Rav Kook is writing. That which prophecy was unsuccessful at, could not finish, could not complete. B'chli milchamta achaysim lahavis esh. The Nevi'im were speaking fire. Fire. Mamish fire. Look, in this parasha, now we're talking about Nodav and Avihu. They were consumed by the fire of an Eish Zara, right? But how does that keep me and you from an Eish Zara? So you can learn the parasha. Everybody ready is learning the parasha, and then we're going to read the parasha tomorrow. And it says, "Bekavaslan de Hashem v'yamusal." Nodav and Avihu came, and they brought an Eish Zara. And that fire, they were on fire. They were tzaddikim, the biggest tzaddikim in the world. They knew all of Rabbi Nachman Balpa. They knew all Ishbitz Balpa. They were the biggest Oyv Hashem. It was a Eish Lahava. They were on fire. And they were killed by the fire. They were killed. And Eish Zor. Because Vosim Lefnei Hashem V'Yemusa, they got close to Hashem and they died. Why? They went to every Shabbaton. They listen to every niggun. The Zohar Kodesh tells us what happened. That there was a separation between Yisoid Abba and Yisoid Ima. I don't know how to use the Lashonis of Kabbalah, but that's what happened. There was a separation between Yisoid Abba and Yisoid Ima, which means Le'inyanenu, Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebachpah. The father is the idea, is the concept, and it's just that seed. But the development of it is Torah Shebapeh. Shema b'ni Musa avich, v'altis Torah Shemecha. Shema b'ni Musa avich, the Torah Shebechsav, v'altis Torah Shemecha, the Torah of the mother, is Torah Shebapeh. In there are all the details. That's where the baby develops, inside the mother's womb. The father is a Nakuda. So. But the development is in Torah Shebapeh, is the mother. Because although you would say, how could it be Torah Shemecha is the mother? Women are not supposed to learn Torah Shebapeh. How's that Torah Shebapeh? Yisod Abi, Yisod Ima, the Zohar says, that Nodav and Avihu were big tzaddikim. Big tzaddikim, but they made a separation between Yisrael Ab and Yisrael Ima. They wanted the fire, but they didn't want to follow the rules. They wanted the bigger picture of getting close to God, but they made a separation. They made a separation between Yisrael Ab and Yisrael Ima, between the father and the mother. Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebapeh. They made a separation between Chochmah and Bina. Between those two worlds. You're not allowed to separate between the father and the mother. It comes out in Chorban. They made a separation. You said Ab and you said Ima. Beside this, you can learn the parasha and you read about what happened to Adam and Avihu, and it's talking about a fire that destroyed them. That doesn't mean that you're not going to get destroyed Matzah Shabbos by a fire. So you could finish the parasha and you're all teary-eyed and you say, oi, what happened to Adam and Avihu? Oi, there was such a big tzaddikim. I feel so bad for them. It was a fire that destroyed them. Terrible, terrible. How could it happen, such a thing? And then Shabbos is over, you take a shower, and you call up your girlfriend, you go out and you have a fire right there, and you make a bigger chorban than Adam and Avi. So what did the whole Kriyas HaTorah do for you? An Eish Zara. So Rav Kook says that all of the words of Torah Shebachsav and of the Nevi'im, Beklaim and Chamtam, Achaitzim, Lahavis, Eish, with all their fire, Levarim Yisrael, to burn out of the Jewish people, Avadis Elilim, Lesharish, Achri, Ikari, Hashiflis, Ayoyis, Agrus, Shal Eish, and to pull out of us, and to remove from us immorality, and being thieves, and being liars, all of that stuff, Shal Retzach, and murder, and Redifa, Shoichiv, and Salmon, also, they weren't successful. All what they were screaming and yelling about was the picture. The picture's off. The picture's bad. This is not what Hashem's Baruch had in mind. But they weren't able to bring about the changes. Also, HaChachamim Baruchavis HaTorah. But the Chachamim brought that about. Baruchavis HaTorah and Torah Shebalpeh. Chaya Olam, Amadis Talmidim HaRabe, Bishinon HaChukim HaProtim, V'Tol Dosei, by going to all the Protim of what? Of the Halachas of the Beis HaKisa. And all the other Halachas. L'chein, in yonah shel Torah Shebalpeh, zo ha-gordel ha-mezgala b'koyden. The inyan of Torah Shebalpeh is all of the greatness of Torah Shebachsav, the bigger picture, the painting, but how it descends and how it penetrates into all the tiny, tiny, tiny details. Like when you look at the painting, there's a painting of a beautiful house in the field. But it could be that in that house, there are two people that hate each other. You're looking, it's a beautiful painting. The same way I told you many times, you could have somebody that makes a painting of a father who's walking with his son in the woods, and they're making a painting of it. Everybody's crying when they look at this painting. But in truth, the father was saying, your hands are sticky, you're eating candy again. If you have another piece of candy, I'm never going to talk to you again the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And the guy takes a picture, and he makes a painting, and everybody's crying. They say, look at this father in the forest holding this kid's hand. It's a nice painting. Blamaisa, the father's saying, your hand is sticky. What are you, having licorice? I told you not allowed to. You lied, and you had licorice anyway. That's what's really going on in the painting. You're only seeing them from behind. You look at the painting from the other side of the painting, you see the father saying, your hand is sticky, I'm going to kill you. You only see the back of the painting, and everybody's crying. They look at the painting, it's so beautiful. Look at this father walking with his son in the forest. And you could say, listen, you're standing next to him in the museum, he's like, I was the father, and that's my kid. There was nothing happy going on over there that day. So you could have the most beautiful painting in the world, it's nothing. It's nothing. A gardla mezgala b'kaiten. Greatness is mezgala inside the house of the painting. In every single cabinet, and every single part of what's inside the painting, deep, deep inside. And that's where he writes, he brings from Rav Kook, now, the Indian I said before, my gardla masacha and my kotna masacha. I can have time to finish the whole thing. But he says, which we learned when we learned our Satori, it brings the whole thing of Makotna Masach Hashem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness is Davka revealed in all the tiny, tiny, tiny little details. But as far as the Inyan that we're learning here, this is exactly what Rav Kook was explaining this whole Torah regarding Jewish nationalism. Our Lu'umius is not the Lu'umius Chas V'Chalila of the Irish or the French or the English. It's not our Lu'umius is a Lu'umius that's not just the broader picture of people having their own land, and it's not just the details of all the details of building that land. It's Abba and Ima, father and mother. It means the picture and then actually taking care of the picture and raising the kids and so on. It's not just the inyan of having our own place, and it's not just the inyan of every single detail of politics and of the economy. It's every single second, Shivis Hashem Nagdi Samet, the bigger painting of what Eretz Yisrael is, all the Nevuas HaNeviim, together with Chaya Od Mata V'Sachein, which is Torah Sheval Peh, that every single thing is lived 1,000%, 1,000,000% according to the Torah. And only in that way are we able to bring together those two worlds of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, of the Chalutzim, the pioneers, who are Isaac and the Prati Pratim, and the Chachamim, the Bali HaRuach, or Isaac in the bigger picture of Dveikus B'Hashem. And then we have an Eretz Yisrael, which is an Eretz Yisrael of Noslan Toras Emes, Mechai Oilam Notav Sechein. We should be Zaycha this year.
Amen. Wow.